It's 8:42, Triple M Grill team doing it for Pete Riverbank, 30 degrees, your top today. Marto, Michelle and Ed with you. The Daily Cherry Evans, when is he showing up for the Gold Coast? We thought, right, okay, it's next season. That's what we'd heard. Yeah. The deal was signed and all his teammates had wished him well, Marto and Michelle.
Yeah.
But now reports today in the Courier Mail from Peter Bedell, who we'll get on in a moment, saying, no, well, there's been contact and perhaps that's going to happen a little bit earlier. We spoke to Graham Annesley this morning, the CEO of the Titans. We said, all right, have you heard that? Have you seen these reports? Is Daily Cherry Evans coming early? This is what he had told us.
Yeah, look, I don't know where those reports are coming from. No one from Manly has contacted me.
I said no one from Manly has contacted me. So.
Yes, and Chief NRL writer for the Courier Mail joins us right about now.
Good morning, team.
Now, we spoke to Graham Annesley, the boss of the Titans, earlier today, and we said to him, look, has there been any contact made to you about the possibility of Daily Cherry Evans coming from the Sea Eagles early, i.e. earlier than next year? He said no. Now, that contravenes some of the information that you've received, does it not?
Look, I'll clarify this. I spoke to Graham Annesley yesterday as part of my inquiries on this story, and he gave me some basic comments in regards to not wanting to destabilise Manly. So I understand where Graham's coming from.
Hold on. So you're saying he told us a lie as opposed to your exclusive story that Sea Eagles have called the Titans to talk turkey over DCE trade options?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say I call it a lie, but what I will say is that the phone call never went to Graham Annesley. The phone call from the Manly representative was actually made to the Titans recruitment team. Now, I know Graham is the CEO, but he's not across, he wouldn't be across every recruitment move that's made.
Right.
So there has been a phone call made, and it's only informal at this stage. And the basic question was, would you consider taking Daily Cherry Evans early? You know, how's your salary cap position? So there has been discussions around the machinations of it and whether it could work. But whether it happens, there's still several hurdles to clear.
Okay, so before it reaches Graham Annesley, you know what I mean, before he actually becomes aware of it, there's a lot of things that have to happen so beforehand. But they are talking from what you understand, Pete.
Yeah, well, so the basic thing is, guys, in the cut and thrust of rugby league world, there's always player trading done, you know, privately. There is a lot of, it's a fluid market, and it often is the case where recruiters at each club will discuss things and discuss scenarios that don't even reach the top until they need to formalise something.
Gotcha.
So it is quite possible, and I'm not having a shot at Graham at all, who I get on very well with.
We absolutely believe that when he speaks, he's always very frank, he always comes on, he fronts the media when no one else will, and we always appreciate that. But the point being that there are, at a lower level and at a side level, there are things being discussed.
All right, so if they're going to get rid of him, they can't do it for a few weeks until Foran's injury clears up. Is that point one be correct? And the second one, who would it be? Would it be Aidan Caesar or Dan Mortimer who they'd get rid of?
Yeah, very good question, Marto. Look, they do have 18 players off contract, so they do have players that they can shift. Now, that's a good point about Caesar. He's off contract. Daniel Mortimer, obviously, he's the halfback, so he's in the hot seat because Daly will be there next year. Mm-hmm. So they're two logical options. Also, there's Kane Elgee, who's the Titans under 20 player of the year. So obviously, Manly are looking to rebuild. They're looking at some young talent. His name has been thrown up as a possible exchange. So there is some players. There's been talk about Greg Bird, although I think given the cocaine supply charges, you know, there may be some concerns about another club
taking on
that.
He's just in the wine club. He's just in the Gold Coast Titans wine club, and that is one of the finest institutions known to man. All right, Chief League writer for the Courier Mail, Pete Bedell, mate, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
8:45, I guess we'll watch that one closely. Yeah. And Daily Cherry Evans is going to be, he's on live on the couch with Sterlo. Sterlo's on the couch. He's got Greg Inglis as well. So that'll be interesting.
It's so on, if you ask
me. It does seem it. 8:46, Triple M.